Nice.
Can you believe we're doing this, Emmy? Finally, ugh, I gotta connect this now. Gosh darn it. Entertain them, Emmy. Unfortunately, boys and girls, this isn't our final product. This is our first attempt, our first try, and it's gonna be a good one. I'm excited. I've been thinking about how to creatively change things up, or at least to try something new, and Evie's willing to embark in this new journey.
Keep so, talking.
Just don't fall asleep on me, Evie. It's only like 8:30 at night.
Keep talking.
All right. Well, I'll just go ahead and get started. Welcome, everyone. This is Andy with, I actually don't know what we're going to name this. I've got a couple of ideas. I was thinking 3+1.
No.
Parent podcast?
No.
What? How come?
Because it's not going to be all about parenting.
Yes, it is. Because, well, this is the first week of the next chapter in our family life. So, I actually haven't decided where I'm going to be putting this podcast.
Mom and Pop.
No, there's already something like that. We're not going to agree. But with that being said, we're going to just throw out a new podcast. So, I'm going to probably throw this on my YouTube channel. So, thumbs up to everyone who can see the video. You can see Evie is like super nestled. For all those listeners out there who just hear the sound of my voice, she's literally got this like felt super soft blanket plus a Pikachu imprinted blanket plus I'm sorry, I pulled off the blanket to show it's what cold. It was. I'm sorry, it's actually not that cold, but we'll get into that. We'll
it's
explain
so cool.
We'll explain why it is cold to her and not to me. So I guess let's start with some introductions, starting with the young lady to my right. Hey, goober.
Ooh, look at me. I have new headphones.
I do. And a new mic.
And a new
Listen
mic.
To my voice. Introduce yourself.
Hey, you were asking the questions.
I know. And I'm asking you to introduce yourself.
Trying to think of What's cool your name? Stuff to say. Oh, okay. My name's Evelyn. I am 30 years old. I like the color yellow. I like Disney.
Not like, Evie. That's an understatement. You're obsessed with Disney. We might get into that.
I'm obsessed with Disney.
The first step in your addiction is your admittance.
I like kitties. Oh, I want kitties. I wish I had a kitty right here and
Speaking
on my
of
chest.
Kitties, Do we want to show them the kitties in a box?
No, because that just means you need to get up again.
No, I don't want to get up. All right, my name is Andy. We are husband and wife. We are high school sweethearts.
No, you can't say that.
Why not? We knew
high
each other.
High school sweethearts are people that dated in high school and got married after high school.
Fine. But shout out to all those Bulldogs out there. You know what I'm talking about. What's up, guys? I am going to be putting this on everywhere, including all of the places that people from my high school are on and college.
What's on my foot? Is that tape?
It's tape. You stepped on tape. Here. Shh, shh, shh.
Your new mic totally
picked
that up.
My new mic picked it all up, guys. Check it out.
Shut up. I'm still introducing myself.
I thought we were done.
I like cookies. I like the beach. I like Disneyland. I like Disney movies.
She's obsessed with Disneyland and she likes Disneyland. So we got that clear.
Did I say I like kitties? Okay, next.
Good. All right. And just a quick few things about me. I love doing YouTube. I love creating. I love producing. I love broadcasting. I love technology. I love the Nintendo Switch, video games. And lately I've been playing a game called Stardew Valley. If you guys know what I'm talking about, it's a great game. Play it. So the main purpose of this, and we're probably already like 20 minutes into this, I only wanted to keep it about a half hour, 45 minutes, just because that's about as much patience as my wife has. No. Hey, no Bing. Offense. That's how it is. But I wanted to talk about a few things. So basically we want to start a podcast vlog. And we want to talk about the last week that we experienced. So today is Monday. It's February 4th, 2019. I probably should have said it at the beginning of the podcast. We're learning. And we want to go over the last week, what we experienced, what we encountered. And I'm also going to be throwing some B-roll in, which means some video without audio of the experiences that we describe. So you're probably experiencing some B-roll right now. If you're on the video, if you're not, check us out on YouTube/, I don't know what we're calling it. It could be on my vlog. We'll see what we do with this. But thanks for joining us on all of the podcast sites like Google Play and iTunes. And we might put this on Anchor or, I don't know, Spotify. Nevertheless, let's go over our week last week. So last week was a short week because it was the holiday, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was
the week before?
No. It was the holiday of MLK. Monday was MLK last week.
So Tuesday, the boys missed school last week.
Yep. So first of all, how did we celebrate MLK Day?
We were in Provo at the in-laws.
My family.
I don't remember what we did.
My brother came. My brother from Texas flew out. It's been a while since his kids have come to Texas and none of them experienced
Utah.
What did I say, Texas? Mm-hmm. None of them experienced Utah and the snow. And luckily it blizzarded. It snowed like 6 to 8 inches. And then another 2 inches, I think, the day after. That's not really what I want to focus on. I want to focus on what happened Tuesday night. What happened Tuesday night?
Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you. I'm smiling. What happened on Tuesday night?
We came home? Oh, Target? No, I swear that wasn't last
that
week.
That was last week, Evie.
Okay.
That was last week.
We were at Target, and there were a bunch of fun baby stuff on sale. And I was like, that's a really good price. We should probably just pick it up. And Andy kept saying, why do you want to buy all this stuff? We don't even know if we're having a baby. And I was like, oh, yeah? So I left him for about 15, 20 minutes, took a pregnancy test, called him while I was in the women's shoe section and he was in the toy section with our three boys. And I call him and I say, actually, no, I just started giggling and crying.
And then she lost the pregnancy test. And for the record, I do want to correct, you're exactly right. 2 weeks ago today was MLK Day. So it was.
Oh.
So we're off. Sorry, guys. Clickbait, spoiler alert. But anyway, I wanted to get this podcast done. We probably should have done it last week. But anyway, yeah, she had came out and she was smiling and she was actually on the phone. Cut to the B-roll. I have a video of her on the phone and she's like, I don't know where I put it, but yeah. And so she handed it to me and we're expecting number 4. I want you to say it out loud, Evie, to make it real.
Oh my gosh. I'm pregnant. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. For those that don't know, we have three beautiful babies. We have a 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And they're all boys. Boop, boop, boop. And it's been 4 years since we've done the whole baby thing. 5, technically, if you want to go back to when Evie was pregnant. And we're re-experiencing that, the whole thing again.
Yeah.
And
it's like if it's the first.
It really is. It kind of feels like it's the first because, first of all, there's a lot of things that we're experiencing that we never experienced. And then a few days after we learned what happened, Evie, or was that or was that last week?
That was last week.
So a week after we learned that Evie was pregnant and expecting number four, we actually had a little scare, and I had to take a day off of work and meet Evie at the hospital. Do you want to tell me about what happened? Tell everyone about what happened.
I walked into Target. 10 seconds later, I had a gallbladder attack.
I don't even know what you call it. Is that like the actual...
I guess people say attack episode. Mm. And for about 20 minutes, it could have been longer than 20 minutes. We should have timed it. We should have seen when I called you and I was in the bathroom, yeah, like freaking out, to when I got to the hospital. Because that's when it kind of stopped.
Oh.
When I finally got there.
It had to have been like half an hour.
Probably.
I think it was at least a half an hour.
Heavy breathing, pain in my back, my chest, my stomach, shaking, chills, sweating, cold.
Have you ever had any this kind of type of experience in the past?
Just once. It was different. It wasn't that heavy. Wasn't that long.
It's 2 years ago. I had to drive Evie to the ER as well for a gallbladder attack. And at that time, they ran a bunch of CAT scans and weird tests that cost like $5,000 or $6,000, and we paid like $3,000 of it. X-rays.
They didn't even do an ultrasound.
The thing is, they didn't even suggest that it was your gallbladder.
Nobody.
It was your mom who suggested that after we told her. And then we realized that she's got a genetic history of gallbladder disease, I think. And so, unfortunately, Evie's been dealing with gallbladder pain, and then...
Wait.
Morning sickness. And tell us kind of what you've been experiencing the last week, Evie. She's repositioning because that's a part of the...
Oh, that hurts.
That's a part of the symptoms.
Sharp. It's not good. That was sharp. I can't use my abs. My rock hard, perfectly toned and muscular abs.
You go, girl.
Yeah,
but, so... A is like fatigue, not fatigue, but like, yeah, muscle fatigue. Like your muscles aren't.
Are you talking about the pregnancy?
Yeah, well, I'm talking about what's been going on. We kind of want to document what we do, and we also want to provide suggestions and tips. But I mean, this is as much of a conversation with you guys as it is between us. So
just lots of pain in the upper abdomen. And then I have your regular first trimester morning sickness, but I have it all day.
What are you experiencing specifically as far as morning sickness?
I'm really dizzy and I feel like throwing up, but I don't throw up.
Ugh, I can't even imagine how that is.
I'm tired. Why am I tired? Like, the baby isn't even...
How big is the baby?
Human yet. I think
it's not even distinguishable, you can say. It's definitely human. Oh, yeah. It's definitely human.
No, they're monsters.
How does this first few weeks compare to when you were pregnant with the other three kids?
We never even knew we were pregnant this early with the other kids.
That's right. We were at least 2 months in, huh?
Probably.
Usually, it's the menstrual cycle after the one we realize. But this one we knew like super fast. It was just a weird experience. But yeah, I think definitely it's new territory that we are trudging through and forging through, and we're in a much better position than we were when we had those other kids. I was in college for the first two, and we were on government assistance, and then what's up, Medicaid? Appreciate you. And then thanks, Obama. I think he did help, but he did raise our premiums. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about our babies. And then, I mean, do you think this is coincidental that you're having a different experience? Do you think this has anything to do with the gender of the child? What's your premonition, love? What's your intuition saying?
I feel like a lot of people would say that it's because it's probably a girl that it, I mean, I'm acting differently, but I think it's just because we waited so long. There's that gap.
Yeah.
And I'm 30.
Yeah. And you're going to have 4 kids.
That it's a little different now. Or it could be a mix of both.
What are specific suggestions would you give someone who's at the age of 30 and is expecting? Do you have any advice?
Let's just hope you were pretty fit and healthy.
You're saying you're not?
Before you got no.
Life's tough.
I wish I could be healthy and fit and don't do anything about it kind of a person. But if you were pretty fit and healthy, I mean, you'll be fine. If you like being nauseous and dizzy, you'll be fine.
Oh, I love your attitude, Evie. It's fantastic.
You can't eat stuff. You can't really sleep. You can't walk. I mean, that's why I'm not looking at you anymore, because I can't keep turning to you and then talking in the direction of the mic, because it's making me dizzy and this light is super bright. And I took my sleeping tablet like an hour ago, so I'm a little tired.
You're doing a great job,
but Evie. It's all for that little thing that will soon be on my chest and I can tap its little tush.
We had a fun little moment before we started setting up for this podcast. We were upstairs. We just put the kids down and you were listening to something.
Baby of Mine.
Who's that from?
It's from Dumbo.
Oh, tell me what happened.
Andy.
What are you talking about?
I just got emotional thinking about Baby.
Because it's a great opportunity. We love being parents. It's not easy. But what was the specific thing that you were thinking about that caused you to have a
baby on my chest so I can spank its little tush? Mm-hmm. They're like this big and they're on your chest and they're just like this. And then their face is like this going.
I can't wait for that moment.
Oh. Yeah, right. You're going to be like down here in the basement. I'm going to be upstairs by myself.
Whatever. I do my part. Do I? Do you think I do my part? Right now? She's not responding. I think we've got as much out of Evie as I think we possibly can. It's been an awesome, awesome first episode, Evie. I really appreciate it. I think we're going to have to choose to do this a little bit earlier so Evie's got a little bit more stamina and a little bit more.
Bedtime's like 7:30 now.
Yeah. What time is it right now? 9?
Like midnight.
We're pushing 9:21, love. I'm going to spend the next like 3 or 4 hours editing this and remixing it. So,
remix.
she won't even look at me anymore. She's to that point. But we didn't talk about a few other things, but we'll save that for the next episode. But yeah, in the last week or two, we've had this awesome experience of finding out that we're going to be welcoming another member of our family into the family. It's so great. We love children. And we hope that this kind of a slice of life blog, kind of a journal, gives you guys a little bit of understanding into our daily lives.
This ain't your mama's journal.
I'm trying to finish here so you can go upstairs and sleep.
I have mocos.
But, you know, as helpful it is to me, which most likely it's going to be more beneficial to me than maybe to you. But if it is beneficial to you, then let us know in the comments whether it's something that you want to hear more, or if you have any suggestions or questions, or if you have any tips. We want to figure out what are some of the best practices to alleviate nausea, to alleviate the chills, and what dads can do to help out. What are some of your guys' your suggestions here? Let me know down below. We're probably going to throw this up. I think I'm going to throw this up on Facebook, like have a big fat video on Facebook. I'm going to throw this up on maybe clips on Instagram. We'll throw some stuff up on YouTube, obviously, and then on all of the other audio-based places, like maybe SoundCloud, and I don't know. I have to figure that all out, but I appreciate you guys' support. I don't know how to end this. I don't know what it's called. It's unnamed, but... Good night, guys. We're going to have some good music outroing, too, because I paid for this service that gives me free music.
Is it
going
to be the baby? No. It's lavender's blue. Did she say blue or green first? Lavender's blue.
We're both singing different songs.
When I am something dilly dilly, you shall be dilly dilly dilly.
Thank you for joining and listening to our podcast, which is unnamed. Please, please like, subscribe, and write a review on any of the sites that you are listening to this on. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and check out some of our other content. Join us in next episode as we combat parent-teacher conference, sickness, and more coping with early pregnancy. Thanks for joining us, guys. Goodbye.